Hey, everybody. Good morning. It is Tuesday, and it is December 13th. It's early, I know. It's about 20 after 7, and I've got so much on my mind. So I have an hour commute to work, and in that commute, I was catch up on podcasts and so on. And I'm glad that I caught it this morning and not last night. The official announcement that Rex Tillerson, the CEO of ExxonMobil, is going to be Donald Trump's pick for the Secretary of State. This is just the latest, obviously, in Donald Trump's assembling of his, I don't know what else to call it, but a suicide squad. I guess he's been watching some bad movies out there in the DC Comics world. And this is a good idea, as according to him. But if you look at what's been happening since Donald Trump has started appointing his cabinet, this is the recipe for disaster. You know, I wore my Wisconsin shirt today because I think we all need to remember that it started in Wisconsin, right? Both the resistance when to this kind of rightward turn, when we saw what had happened with Scott Walker was first bringing in the major assaults against working families, against the environment, against people of color, against the poor in general, against higher education, public education, right across the board. We knew that this was this happened in the aftermath of the Tea Party victories in 2010. It started in Wisconsin, started moving across this country. And that's when we learned the names of the Koch brothers and these other shadowy billionaires who have basically been manipulating our political system now for at least a decade, but straight on since 2010. So here we have Rex Tillerson, CEO of ExxonMobil. He is going to be the Secretary of State. Not only does he have ties with Russia and all this is what the media is really like concerned with right now. But from my perspective, even more importantly, you've got the guy, right, who's been running the company, right, who has been at the forefront of funding anti-climate change research for decades, right? This is at the very moment where every expert when it comes to climate change is telling us that we need to double down and move fast in a transition to renewables. You've got the guy who's the head of the corporation who is probably most responsible for funding the denial, climate change denial industry. We know early on, thanks to great reporting by Steve Horn and others out of their DeSmog blog, that Exxon knew in the 1970s that climate change was real. Its own scientists were telling them this. And what they chose to do is ignore the science and invest in the anti-climate change industry. That was ExxonMobil, and now he's going to be the Secretary of State. Betsy DeVos, right? One of the Amway heiresses. Her brother is the founder of Blackwater International. You know that mercenary organization that's all for the kind of for-profit military. The ones that, are kind of responsible for a bunch of unaccountable and brutal deaths out in Iraq. She's going to be the Secretary of Education. Betsy DeVos is most known, of course, to be the right-wing anti-public education choice. There's number two. Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, anti-climate change, right, pro-Russia. Betsy DeVos, right, Secretary of Education, anti-public education. Then we have Andrew Puzder, right, Secretary of Labor, right? He is the head of the CEO of CKE restaurants, right? You know, Hardee's and Carl's Jr. and that kind of stuff, right? Well, he's also the guy who's been out in front against, right, any raise of the minimum wage. In fact, there's been some suggestions that he's actually would love to kind of get rid of the minimum wage altogether, right? You know, whatever. People willing to work for a penny, let him work for a penny. This is the guy, right? So we have the guy at the Secretary of Labor is going straight at the fight for 15, going straight at the kind of the movements to improve the conditions of workers. And he's the guy that they put in charge of Secretary of Labor. Scott Pruitt, right? Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, right? He is the anti-EPA crusader and as the Attorney General of Oklahoma, right? The guy who has been most known for suing the EPA to try to prevent regulation, prevent regulating the fracking industry in Oklahoma, is the guy that is going to be heading the EPA. So when California and New York, right, and other states begin to sue the EPA for not enforcing that, this guy has already got his playbook about how to resist those kind of lawsuits, right? Amazing. And then, of course, at the top of all, the tip of the spear is Steve Bannon, right? Steve Bannon, right? One of Trump's first appointees, right? The guy who does not need to be confirmed. He's now the counselor of the president, right? He's the darling of the alt-right, of course, and other overt white supremacist organizations. And he's best known as the executive chair of Breitbart News. He had been that. But most importantly, he's a key intellectual and kind of institutional strategist of the far right. This is the guy, he's the strategist on the inside, right? This is why this is most important. When you put this together, right, any individual appointment here by itself is enough to just make you pull your hair out. But put this together, right, with Steve Bannon at the head, what you have here is that you really seriously do have a suicide squad that is going out to kind of destroy what's left of the American public sphere, the commons, right? This is the dream team of the Koch brothers, the dream team of Alec, the dream team of the billionaires who are seeking to kind of turn our country into some sort of kind of hyper-libertarian, post-apocalyptic dystopian future, right? Where those people on the top get to do whatever we want. It's incredible. And frankly, I'm worried about this, right? I'm very worried about this. I've been worried about this, obviously, for a long time. It's one of the reasons why we launched Raging Chicken Press in the aftermath of the Wisconsin uprising, seeing what was coming, right? That was five years ago, right? And I felt we were playing catch up at this point. Right now, we've got to kick things into high gear, I'm telling you. I've been watching media coverage of what's happening, right? Especially mainstream media coverage, cable news. And that's, I've been trying to catch everything from Fox News to MSNBC right across the board. And I'm telling you, and NPR, and I tell you that media coverage is a disaster right now for what's happening. It is an absolute disaster. It's a disaster because it is caught in the professional codes about journalism, right? And many things like we're seeing right across the board right now is that a lot of those professional codes, right? A lot of the success of, hard-nosed objective journalism depends on a series of norms, right? Depends on a series of norms that people are going to be telling the truth, right? And can get caught in lies and that kind of stuff. That is out the window now. So what you have is you have one side, right? Because the media loves sides, right? Cable news, official journalism loves sides. One side which seems to be kind of playing by the rules, right? The Democrats and like kind of sane people, right, in our government are trying to kind of hold the truth, and they can't believe that these appointments are being made and blah, blah, blah. And then the other side, the Trump folks, right, they don't care about truth, right? This truly is. They are post-truth, right? They're post-truth, not in the sense that anything goes, but they know that they know how to manipulate the media. They know how to manipulate the message in order to get things done that they want done, which are going to be the detriment to the rest of us. So anyways, I had to come on this morning because I was like so angry driving in, listening to some podcasts, listening to the Rachel Maddow show in particular, a podcast last night, right as the was breaking that Rex Tillerson was going to be appointed. And of course, the news is going to be dominated by this today. So that's the craziness of the morning. The other thing that I just wanted to kind of catch up, I'm meaning to do this for a while. It's like, I know that there's been folks that, I'm sure that you've all noticed that we went through a kind of a dry spot, so to speak, at Raging Chicken, simply because, as part of what I do, my job, I teach at Kutztown University. I'm actively involved in my faculty union, and we were on strike this semester. I was our strike chair at Kutztown University, and so that just pulled me away from my ability to kind of really do anything devoted to Raging Chicken because of the importance of that strike and the importance of organizing. And unfortunately, this is the world we live in. We live in a world where I can do Raging Chicken Press only because I have a job elsewhere. And people can write for Raging Chicken Press only because they have jobs elsewhere. That we do this on the side. And that is not a recipe for success, we should be clear. But that's kind of what happened. My work got crazy, Sean's work got crazy. And then so we kind of slid off. But you know, in some senses, the election, the settling of our strike, our victory in our strike, and then the election has kind of brought several things into focus. So you may have been reading about this already online, that we've been posting, that I've been posting online about what's happening with Raging Chicken right now. But I wanted to kind of reinforce two things for everybody. So first of all, Sean and I have been talking past couple days, and so you're going to see Raging Chicken Radio, our podcast, come back, Out the Coop podcast, the sit down, and so on. We're going to probably be a little bit of a change of format in some of that podcast. I think I'm going to bring on another co-host, probably not until 2017. You might hear some things, kind of in December and so on. Just bring on a co-host, particularly for the sit down. Sean and I are going to be back in the saddle, doing Out the Coop and kind of reporting on some things here, especially because I think now more than ever, when we're sitting here in Pennsylvania, as crazy as all the crap is when it comes to Trump and kind of national politics right now, progressives, I've seen it happen again and again and again. We get locked into this national picture. We want to have this discourse about this national, about the nation, and so on, and we forget in our own backyard. We got to take care of business here, right? I think at Raging Chicken, we have to have a focus, right? A pointed focus on what's happening in Pennsylvania too, as well, especially because Trump won Pennsylvania significantly, and the far right Republicans are basically are positioned right now to take over state government in Pennsylvania too, as well. Scott Wagner, the darling of the alt-right, the darling of the right here, right? The Trump of Pennsylvania. He is going to be running for governor, and he is going to kind of be marshaling his forces of state government. And I can only see him as him seeing himself as a good partner in Pennsylvania for Donald Trump. So we need to also have our focus right here on kind of regional and statewide politics in addition to the national picture. So that's that. So Raging Chicken Radio will probably be returning this week, if not very early next week, and we'll be coming, but kind of going back to our as regular schedule as possible, since especially since my work schedule is going to kind of change a little bit, which is going to be good. finally, you know, again, you may have seen this too as well, as part of our commitment to really kind of invest in building this platform for kind of cutting, say, progressive alternative news. And ideally, it will get into some of the kind of more investigative work as we move forward. One of my commitments has been is to invest even further in Raging Chicken to by bringing on even more writers. And the big announcement that kind of made at the end of November was that we're going to start paying a team of writers. So right now we have a team of, let's see, one, two, three, four, five. We have five writers that we're paying, that Raging Chicken is coming on, but paying a stipend about $50 a month in exchange for one article per month. That's what we can swing right now. But I want to thanks to you know, we've had a slew of members who've joined, which have been great. And this is just another appeal. If you're watching this, if you are kind of like invested in Raging Chicken Press, if you want to build progressive media, we need you now, right? We need you now to kind of become a member. You can become a member for those $5 a month. You can go to our website, ragingchickenpress.org. You click on support and membership tab, and you can either make a one-time donation, or you can actually become a member for as little as $2 a month. We're suggesting people join at the $5 a month level. That's when we start really having an impact. But if we come up with five more members right now, we can add an additional writer. All right, so we already have five writers that we're kind of or being able to kind of pay at least something at this point. We get five more members, right, within the next before the end of the year. Before the end of the year, I would like to have 10 new writers. We bring on two 10 new members. We could bring on two new members. And let me tell you, and if you're watching this, and if you are at all interested in kind of progressive media and media activism, and if you have got a knack for kind of investigative work and research, and you want to try your hand at this stuff, please let me know. Raging Chicken Press, just email me at RC Press at RagingChickenPress.org. You can email me at editor at RagingChickenPress.org, or you can email me at RagingChickenPress@gmail.com. Any of those will work. Okay. I'll put a note in the, I'll put a note below, that you can actually, you can click on and things like this. So if you're doing this, you know, there's only so far we can go. I wish we could bring on a team of 20 writers. But at this point, we can, we're doing well. we're doing well to be able to cover our costs, and I want to keep it that way. But if we have five more writers, five more new members, right, we can bring on one more writer, right? And I really want to bring on somebody who's willing to get into the details, willing to get into the policy, willing to get into the nitty-gritty, and willing to do some investigative work. The more that we kind of can bring on, the more kind of work that we can do, the better that all of us are going to be positioned. My goal at this point is not only to continue to pay at this level, but as we bring in new members, right, I want to increase the stipends that we can pay to writers, right? The goal has always been to make Raging Chicken Press a sustainable enterprise, that we can make sure that we can, that this institution can dig in and kind of move forward. The dig in and actually kind of start to kind of build a sustainable organization that can begin funding and paying its writers, right, so that we can keep this work ongoing. I mean, frankly, right now, folks, the left as a whole, we are so far behind the curve from a right wing, you know, agenda that has been 40 years in the making. And now we're witnessing the fruits of their labor, and you know, and it was their labor. They put in the time, they put in the money to invest in their institutions, not simply donate to causes, but to invest in their institutions. So that's what we're asking for you right now. We're asking for you to become a member of Raging Chicken Press for as little as $5 a month. You can do actually join at the $2 a month level, $25, but if you can join at the $5 a month level, that's where we really start having an impact, and we hope you can come aboard. I'll have another announcement fairly soon. I want to make sure that we're all settled in our kind of virtual working world. I'll put out an official announcement of our team of writers pretty soon. You've already been seeing some of the stuff on online, of some new posts. I'm also happy to say that we've been able to kind of bring on a tech person, Seth Goldstein. Thank you, Seth. You know, Seth was basically donating a bunch of his time, just helping me out, building up security after we got hacked a couple times, especially after the, you know, we had some Trump activists, as far as we could tell, that basically shut down our site for a couple days in response to Sean Kitchen's reporting. So we needed to update our security and settings, things like this. And so, so Seth came on and helped us a lot, and he's brought us on as, and I brought him on as our tech consultant, too, as well, to make sure that we can stay up and running. But all this takes time and all this takes money, folks. So, I need you, right? I need you, right? The writers need you, right? And more broadly, right, our movements need you. We need to be able to have a venue where we can highlight the work that is going on and to bring that critical voice to the table right here in Pennsylvania, not just at the national level, but here at the Pennsylvania level, right? Here at the local level, right? So you're going to be looking for a lot more. If we're back on track, I've got a, yeah, it's about time for me to get down and get grading once again. I've got a few more days left of my semester before I can really kind of shift gears and fully devote my time to really, you know, exploding the work that we're doing at Raging Chicken. So thank you all for your support. Always, always, always thank you all to all the members. And really keep up the fight, folks. This is not the time to stop paying attention, that's for sure. So this is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken Press, signing off. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.